All right, also, oh, Zora, you said the articles.
It's that time again.
So I have that one.
Yeah, la hora.
Can you hear me, also, Zora?
Yeah, I was trying to listen to the
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I got this article right here, and this one right here.
The
which one?
Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is the prerequisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss and you scrape from the way.
Yeah, there's another one. It's called All Research Journal.
Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man. It's say what it say.
Hold on one second. And you had sent it to me last week.
Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah,
Hey, shalom, everybody. We are getting here at the Power Hour. I'm seeing a different screen, so I think we're still playing the music. So, hey, this is Officer Isaacar with Power Hour win.
Officer Zara.
And our reader.
Officer Isaac.
All praises to the Most High.
We got a new brother in here.
Yeah, all praises.
Officer Isaac, man.
Yeah, I had to turn off my Espanol button off and speak a little English.
Officer Isaac, you know, he's a single brother, man. Single brother, you know.
Right.
He looking for a lady. Right, yeah.
Brother,
that's why he wants to be on.
That's gonna happen regardless.
Yeah, we back in it. So I'll praise the Most High. We were last week. I was out in camp, but we were talking about broken homes, right? We said you had a title for it.
Yeah, it was Care for Thy House. Care for Thy House.
Care for Thy House. Yeah. Broken homes. If y'all don't understand that we as Black and Hispanics are typically brought up from a broken home, like even if you, and I'm not even talking about that your both parents were there, that weren't there, you know what I mean, your single mother, you got your single father, or you were raised by your aunt, uncle, or you were your grandma was your grandma and grandpa were your mom. Even when you had your mother and father in the household, and everything looked fine and dandy. The finances was right. Mm-hmm. He had a house. You were moving from house to house, bouncing from apartment to apartment, or people's living people's living room. I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about even when you had a home. If these commandments and these scriptures were not being practiced in your household,
right,
you lived in a broken home. I'm going to tell you right now, because a lot of people look at it like, oh, well, that's not me. I wasn't. My parents were there. They were raised. Yes, there was a some type of...
decency, some type of raising up, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, you were broken because you didn't have any scriptures.
Wasn't any foundation on the scriptures. Yeah.
Yeah, no foundations. And I'm even talking because I was broken. I was raised in a broken home. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I was raised in a broken home because God, we did not practice these commandments. We broke commandments.
Right.
We grew up eating pork. We grew up breaking the Sabbath. We were cooking and cleaning on Saturday. We grew up these things. That is a broken home. So it's bigger than that. So when we come back and we start keeping these commandments diligently and showing it to the next generation that come after us, you're going to see the domino effect of how it's going to affect. We got a couple of videos to show. Yeah, go ahead. We're going to see some things, because y'all really have to understand psychological behind it. of what we're dealing with as we're an adults and how to handle situations with our younger generation that are coming up, our people that are that you see the world in different eyes, you know what I mean, because you have been spiritually woken.
This is the scripture based on what you said.
Go ahead.
It's the book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse 3. Unless a man hold himself diligently in the fear of the Lord, his house shall soon be overthrown.
Oof, yep. And you got to understand, if you have a household, like, for example, I know somebody was showing me, he was teaching his boys how to do certain stuff in the household, which is a good thing. But he was putting up Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broken home. I'm telling you, when you go up and you're celebrating a pagan holiday and doing things that are not of the Most High, you are breaking the generation. There is no standard of keeping these commandments.
Right.
And that's why it's very important that you are instructing your children and how to live in these scriptures. Because when you're dead and gone, guess what? They're not going to remember what you told them, but more importantly, they're going to remember what you practice. Right. Because they're going to say, guess what? My father and my mother did these things, and they practiced those things. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be nature. A lot of things they forget when you say stuff. Because parents typically have the do as I say, not do as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to remember, guess what? They have a mindset of saying, guess what? I know they told me not to do it, and I can't do it, and I understand. But it is allowed to do it, but in a certain time.
Right.
And some of those bad things that you do, you tell them, don't do this, but then you're on the other side doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They're going to practice that
right.
thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's start out with the 50-year-old crib. Let's start out with that.
OG
bitch.
Percy!
Yeah, let's see this. Because guess what? This is the generation that we grew up with and when they're talking about. Go ahead and play that.
Let me get the disclaimer.
Okay, go ahead, get the disclaimer. So what we're gonna end up showing is we're gonna be showing the effect. Because guess what? You don't really hear a 52-year-old crip. Because a lot, and I'm talking about the gang banging, the lifestyle on there. Because typically they're in jail, they're dead. That's the two places where they're at typically. They ain't still in the hood. Or guess what? They got out of jail, and guess what? They ain't with that life anymore. But you see the evidence in their lives. You know, you see that the they don't have anything. They have their jobs. They have to get jobs. Or guess what? Because they have a criminal background, they can't work somewhere. You see the tats all through their body. You know what I mean? You see the lifestyle in there, and they have to get out of out of the neighborhood to have some type of structure in their life. Because if not, they're going to go back into that lifestyle. So go ahead and play that. And excuse the, it might have some language, but excuse the language. Go ahead. We can't hear it.
Unmute it, yeah.
Start it up. Go ahead and pause right there. We down. Is it loud to you?
I turned it up. But yeah. A lot of people don't even like Charleston White, right?
Also, Iskall, check your Telegram.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Charleston White, right?
Right.
And so they think that, you know, that he snitches, right?
Yeah.
In some of his videos, he talks about snitching on people and everything. So a lot of people don't like him because of that. But you got to understand that everything he said was facts about this
right.
new OG Percy, right? Because he said there was no glorification in being a 52-year-old crip.
Turn my headphones down.
It ain't no glorification of being a 52.
No honor in that.
Thank you.
Yeah, 52-year-old crip, right? And living with your mom and having no car, right? The dude
right.
probably don't even have a license, right? Smoking crack, right?
And you know, I brought this up. I saw this, too, because a couple of weeks ago, we had a young man. And, you know, I always say it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
So we're all uncles. We are all aunts. Yeah, we are father to the fatherless, as the scripture says. And get that scripture too, but we'll bring that one up. when this young man was talking about, because he started using the word cuz, hey, cuz this and cuz that, mm-hmm. yo, we had to stop. We had to stop this young man. We're like, whoa, wait a minute. And somebody already got onto him, but we brought him into the council, a couple of men, and we counseled that brother. We said, bro, you don't understand what you're saying. You don't know what you the lifestyle that some of these men have come out, and they live that lifestyle, mm-hmm. and what that means. Because once you start planting that seed, you start liking that lifestyle.
Right.
I saw another video, and I can't remember who it was, but it was off the Breakfast Club. There was a young man that he was – they asked him, what set you from? Like, that was a thing back in the day. When you say, hey, what set you from, that means who you banging, who you representing, right. and are you ready to stand up for it? So when he said that, on him, he's like, where are you from? Like, and they kind of laughed about it, but that's how it was. I think he was from Crenshaw. I can't remember where he was from. But what he was saying that I never got into that lifestyle because he saw the background of that. He saw when his uncles came back home, how they cried and how what they went through behind doors, but they put up a persona outside doors. And they put a different image outside with the money, the women, yeah. the slanging, and the banging, whatever they were doing.
They glorify it.
They glorify it. So you saw that as a young kid. You're like, yo, man, I want some rims. I want that. Yo, how'd you get that? Yo, I'm over here struggling. Can't, you know, wearing, they over here is wearing the newest Nikes, and I'm over here wearing you know, some pro kids or wearing some Walmart stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, I want that. That's what I want. So you develop that covenant, the right. envy. You know what I mean? You want to do those things. So he was saying that. But give me that scripture right there, because this is something that y'all understand, that a lot of these homes that are broken, that they don't have fathers in them, typically comes from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And right. not saying always. Sometimes, guess what? There is stuff where, guess what? Your father dies or whatever, something, and I'm not saying all the time, but
most of the time it's the woman.
Yeah, there's an absence there. And then guess what? A woman can't be a man and he can't be a father, you know?
I got an article about that too later on, dealing with the woman and how they destroy their own relationship, like the whole background of the community.
Bring it out!
I'm bring it out later, though.
So it's the book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 10. Bring it out! Be as a father unto the fatherless. And instead of a husband unto their mother, so shalt thou be as the son of the Most High, and he shall love thee more than thy mother doeth.
See, this is right here. You gotta understand that we are designed to be leaders. Us men, the black and Hispanic, we're designed to be leaders, starting with our household, starting with our neighborhoods. We have to do those things, because when you see a young man coming out of order, doing certain things in your neighborhood or your vicinity, you got to correct those things. And you, those parents that, guess what, get sensitive, oh, don't say nothing to my boy. Don't say nothing. And usually it's the woman.
That's their idol.
This woman, yeah. This, oh, he can't do nothing wrong. Give me the one in Proverbs. Give me the one in Proverbs. I don't make it too much about the kids, but this is what it's about. Give me the one in Proverbs about let me get it right quick. But pretty much when you as a the children are wicked, and you have to swat them to hit them. Proverbs, I'll get it. I got it highlighted. But pretty much the kids are evil. In other words, kids are evil.
Proverbs 13:24.
Is that what it is? You know, isn't it? But you gotta understand that. Guess what? Y'all think that the guess what? There's nothing wrong on these kids. Where's it? 13 what?
24. That spirit to rob.
Nah, not that one. Okay. But it is close to this one. Let me see. Say something, I'll find real quick.
Hey, Give me Acts chapter 6, verse 1 real quick.
Gotcha.
Acts chapter 6, verse 1.
Yes, sir. The book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1.
Bring it out!
And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews.
So there's a murmuring going on, right, back then. So let's see what that murmuring was about.
Because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration.
So it says because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So we understand that, you know, the scriptures tells us that when we have widows in Israel, that's what we're supposed to do to men. We're supposed to make sure those widows are taken care of, right? And so, of course, if right then and there, right, back at Acts 6 and 1, if those widows weren't being taken care of, guess what? Those kids weren't being taken care of as well, right? And that's what we're supposed to do. We have to make sure that we're taking care of those kids, because if we're not taking care of those widows, I'm pretty sure they had kids, and we need to make sure that we're being a father to the fatherless, right? Because that plays a very important role to our community, right? Because guess what? Our leaders, the kids are the future leaders, right? The kids are our future leaders. And it's just like when the kids with Moses, right, going into Moses and Aaron, when they had to go up in the kingdom, right, the kids were the next in line. So they was going to inherit it, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. We have to make sure Deuteronomy 6 and 7, teaching these laws to our kids, you know, and grounded them in the foundation of this Bible, right?
That community.
Yeah, right. I found it. It was Proverbs 22 and 15.
22 and 15? I'm going to be mad I didn't
get it. Yeah, so we got to understand, this is what you have to understand, because you have these kids, because guess what? I just had a daughter not too long ago. And I get home, that baby can't do nothing wrong. I know my wife's with her all day long, and she's like crying her ear off.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm like, I'm excited to be there, and like, hey, you know. But what the scripture says, we want to read that?
It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 15.
Bring it out!
Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him.
So the foolishness is bound in the mind of the child. That's what that's saying. That guess what? Foolishness. They're going to gravitate to foolishness. They're going to build these things. It's natural for a child to be selfish. I'll give you an example. When a child is in a room with all their toys, mm-hmm. and another child's placed there, and a child wants to get a toy that they rarely play with, guess what? When they see that child play with a toy, then they get jealous. Like, what, you want me to play with my toy? Let me get that toy. I want to play with it. Now they're doing different things with it or whatever, or they know how to work it and stuff.
Right.
Now they want it. Now, wait a minute. You didn't pay for that toy for months, but yet somebody else comes in your room to play with your toys. You want to play on there. That's just natural.
Right, that's like for my son, right? He got a couple of teddy bears, right? And so my daughter just want to play with him. He ain't going for that.
He ain't going.
Yeah, he want that teddy bear.
Yeah,
he want to play with.
Yeah, you got to show the child how to share.
Right.
You got to show the child how to be kind to one another. You know those things. So those things are very important that you got to what, drive that foolishness out of them. And then guess what it says? But the rod of correction. Now, a lot of people think of that, yeah, beat their behind. That is needed with the scriptures, but the scriptures are more important. That rod of correction is the scriptures.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to teach them how to what, not steal, not be covetous, right? Teach them all these things, because then it drives that monster higher, and they what, they become in the streets, and now they want to be gangsters.
All right.
I got some fruit for one.
You know what I mean?
I say too, with that, communication comes with that. You know, you could beat a child all day long, right? But you have to communicate and let them know what was wrong, what they did, and go back to the scriptures. Let them know, like, not to sin, like, no, not to steal, you know, not to whatever, right? We have to make sure we teach those kids, because that's what it comes apart in. Yep. Just like the scripture said, teach them day and night, right? You got to teach them also when you discipline them.
Yeah, because we raised up learning all these things that are so-called good, Christmas, you know, we got Sunday, going to Sunday school, dressing up nice, wear your Sunday best,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But we're never taught to wear fringes.
Right.
We're never taught to guess what the Sabbath day is. We're never taught to guess what the Feast of Dedication is, Passover.
To honor our father, to take correction.
Yeah, all those things. respect our elders and stuff like that. Those things are not shown to us in a biblical sense. You know what I mean? So that's why it's very important. Nathaniel, you had something? I think I heard you.
I was just going to say, too, and when we don't show them these things, mm-hmm. they seek the order when they start hanging out with them gang members.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it always leads to.
Yep. You're right. There's a hunger behind it to be in order. We're designed to be in order. We're designed to follow something. That's why we reach out to that religion, this religion. We in some type of when we think we have ourselves in order until we start opening the scripture and you say, well, why is that done? Why is this? What is this part? And there goes your pastor. That Mark 4 says, No, that's for the old time. That's the old day. We don't do those things. We don't roll that way. It's New Testament.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's a division or a separation from it. Now we just do this. Just go to church, pray, give you 10%, and do the, that is not scriptural. The tradition of the Christianity way is not scripture.
In the black community, the most effeminate example is the Christian church.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go. That makes us not want to go to church and look at the Bible.
And this,
man, that's how.
I'm telling you what, if the Christianity was the answer, then the neighborhood where that church is at, the neighborhood would look different.
Christianity right. is the number one religion in the earth.
It is.
And the world hasn't gotten any better since.
The simple fact that our mindsets are set up in our minds that images, like when we do this all the time, when we bring an image, the white images of the Christian, the disciples, or would it be Adam and Eve, or would it be, we bring those images and a person already automatically, who's this? They see two naked people inside of in a garden, and they're like, oh, that's Adam and Eve, white people, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's Adam and Eve. That's your mind is destroyed.
Right.
Because guess what? You don't understand that. Guess what? The people in the scripture are black.
Right.
You don't understand that the people in the Bible that have order and structure that were kings and priests were black.
Right.
That were you black and Hispanics, that's who you are. But there's been a division in the society. There's been a division in the nation. There's been a division from you and the Word of God. And that's why we have to come back to these things. You know what I mean? Go ahead and that was good enough for that video. But pretty much that video right there. What did you have that video? Put it on there because this right here, this is a movie that came out in the 90s. But it's a lot of the time the movies has like a message, but it's the spirits that our people have. That's we thought it was hilarious. We thought it was funny. But when you look at it back in the spiritual eyes, you understand that this is the people that we roll with in the hood. And they have that spirit. They have that old spirit. They have these things. You had your homosexual spirit. You had your people talk about black Africa, but then they dating white women. You had your
super
brother Loke say? He said he wanted to he wanted to be a manager, work with him, be a manager at a bank, and then rob the blind.
I'm going to work my way up to manager and then rob that mother
blind. Yeah, he wanted to rob it blind. You know what I mean? So our mindset has come out. But this is funny, but at the same time, it's sad. If you really know that they're talking about the spirits that we have.
Hey, that's OG person.
Yep.
That's legit.
That, yeah, go ahead, play it.
YG person.
Bro.
No. But it's so legit. They're being funny.
Yeah.
It's life. What is it? Life imitating art or whatnot.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You can't be bad in your mama's house.
Can't.
You can't be a man in your mama's house. That's what we these young men that come in here, that they come in here in our schools, and this is nationwide. When we find out you ain't got no job, you 20 plus years, and you living with your mama, and you still doing chores, but we telling you to get the hell out. Come on, bro. Like, come on. We need you in the right place. But guess what? We need to get you right. You understand that? Like, we ain't gonna have no 20, 30 year old. Because the brother say that just passed away? What's his name? The one that I forget his name.
Kevin Samuel.
Brother Samuel. He said he called somebody a son husband.
Yeah.
Right. If you living in your mama's single, and you living in your mama's house, and you paying half the mortgage, and you paying half the bills, but you a son husband.
Right.
She
done motor her son to be a husband.
Yeah,
right.
He a son husband. And she telling him what to do and how to roll with these things, because guess what? You throw in the trash, you doing your chore, you cleaning your room.
She doing his
laundry.
I mean?
Mama.
The only thing is you ain't. The only thing is you ain't having sex. But let me hold up on that. There was a sister that married her son, and it was like, whoa, I just that too off.
Yeah.
But that's all it is. You a son husband, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That should be embarrassing, bro. You need to get yourself together. That's why, guess what? These the home where we are broken.
First King's doing too.
We have to realize where we're broken at.
Right.
We have to realize what are the diagnosis of the problem is, and that's the scriptures. But we got to understand how it is. You know what I mean? And it goes the same thing for the sisters. But we always get onto the men more importantly. Because guess what? The men are the leaders. They're the ones that are going to set up the households. They're going to be running the households. They're going to be the ones that have to take care of their family. They can't even take care of themselves. How do they expect to take care of children and a wife and a household and mortgage and all these things?
And a nation.
You know what I mean? And a nation. That's not even talking about the nation. Because give me that scripture, because Timothy 3.
And can I get one real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you
do the 1 Kings 2 and 1 real quick.
All praises.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 1.
Bring it out!
Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon, his son.
So David had charged Solomon, his son. So keep going.
Saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore. And show thyself a man.
Show thyself a man. So David is giving his son counsel, right? So guess what? If his father wasn't there, if David wasn't there, Solomon probably wouldn't even be getting this counsel right here. But guess what? His father was in his house, and guess what his father had taught him? To keep the charge of the Lord thy God, right? Show thyself a man, right? You keep reading. Go ahead.
Verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses.
So that's why it's important that we have the men in the house. It's very important, like you've been saying earlier, right?
Right.
The fathers have to teach the fathers, right? It's very important for us as a man in the community to be there for all the kids, especially since we're grounded in these commandments, right? Go ahead. What you have?
Okay, for Timothy's 3 and 5. First Timothy. We have to understand that, guess what? It ain't just about us. It's not just about us and taking a step. It's not just about one family.
Right.
It's about the nation.
Right.
Go ahead and read that.
It's the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5.
Bring it out!
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
This is saying the church of God, and you need to get that Christian mindset out your mind, and guess what? It's a building. This is talking about a nation.
Mm-hmm,
this right. is about a lost nation that has disappeared on the face of the earth. Now, the physical form is still here. The seed of Abraham is still here. But guess what? The knowledge of God being practiced on earth, nowhere to be found.
Right.
Nowhere to be found. We're waking up out the dead, the scripture says. We are the living dead walking around without the scriptures. So what we have to do, once you learn and get yourself together, guess what? You're teaching and multiplying disciples. You know what I mean? The military mindset has to be in your spirit to move the nation forward.
Right.
You understand that? Because the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not going to overthrow the nations with a military might, as a physical military. It's going to be a spiritual might, and we're the only ones that can have this the spiritual power. We're the only ones that can accept it, understand it, and apply it. We're the only ones on the face of the earth because we're designed from the beginning of the earth that to do these things. Y'all got to understand that thing.
One more?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 31.
Read it out!
And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned to you and ye have not wept. So that just goes to show, like, if we don't take the foresight to be the fathers of the generation, or to fathers to the fatherless, Esau is going to form us in his paths and his ways to do that. And and his ways for us to do that is in an immature way. That every image and everything that's set up for us is gangs, is drugs. It's things of that nature. It's all immature things.
All right.
All praises. You have a video? You want to go to that other video?
Yeah, I got other content. I'm just waiting on you.
You go do the video. I had that. I want to put that other video, the one about the women, because I want to get on the women.
All right.
I'm looking at the time. I said, you know, we got a little bit of time left. I'm going to get on the women because it's about the man, but go ahead and do your thing.
Hey, go back to that first article real quick. Read that, Isaac.
How broken families rob children of their chances for future prosperity.
So last week I had pretty much went over like the different reasons of why children, like houses are broken up, right? And the causes of that. Go ahead, keep reading.
Much of the debate about the growing gap between rich and poor in America focuses on the changing job force, the cost of living, and the tax and regulatory structure of hamstrings businesses and employees.
All right, keep reading.
But analysis of the social science literature demonstrates that the root cause of poverty and income disparity is linked undeniably to the presence or absence of marriage.
So being poor, most likely a family being poor, links to not being marriage in a household, no marriage in a household, like a husband and a wife, right? Go ahead.
Broken families earn less and experience lower levels of educational achievement.
Uh-huh.
Worse, they pass the prospect of meager achievement. I'm sorry. Worse, they pass the prospect of meager incomes and family instability onto their children, ensuring a continuing, if not expanding, cycle of economic distress.
All right, go to that new article I had sent you, Nathaniel, about the wild woman. Right, so that article, it keeps going on and on, but that article is pretty much talking about how if there's not a marriage in that household, right, it's worse for that whole household, right? So say if a single mother, right, you know, right. She gets welfare benefits, right? And so, of course, the government pushed that to where, you know, for women to be single, right? We understand that, right?
Hey, talk a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, so the government does that, right? You want to talk closer?
Wait, you're like this. We talk like this is
all right, turn them up. Right.
There you go. There you go. Attaboy.
There we go. So okay. The government wants the woman to be single, right? And so they get welfare and all that. So of course the woman end up going to doing that, right? And so Kevin Samuels did a video talking about that, how if a wife is making $50,000 and a husband making $50,000, why would you want to divorce let's say the wife making $60,000, husband making $40,000, right? So the woman getting mad because the husband's not making at that same income she's making or more, right? So the wife will usually end up getting divorced, right? This happened plenty of times, right?
Most of the marriage divorces are based upon, like you said,
finances. Finances, right?
Or sex.
right.
So throw it in there.
Yeah. And so that plays a part with the welfare and all that. So why would you want to split that up, break up that whole marriage over because the husband not making as much as you or making more, right? Like Kevin Samuels always say that the average income for a man is around $50,000, right? So it lets you know, like, let's get this article. We're gonna keep going.
The average income for a black man.
Yeah, average income for a black man is $50,000.
That's all by design.
Let's get this article. Why women file for divorce more than men? We'll go down.
Can you expand that? Why women file for divorce more than men? Statistically, women call time on their marriages more than men. What's with the big discrepancy? And will it stay this way? Can you zoom in more?
I can read it, but if you need.
I got you. The decision to end marriage is often difficult, and couples may spend months or even years soul-searching before calling it quits. But when it comes to initiating a split, there's a clear pattern in who makes the final call. In Western heterosexual relationships, women catalyze and enormous proportion of divorces.
Yeah.
In the U.S. specifically, where no-fault divorce is legal in all 50 states, some estimates put that figure at 70%.
So in the U.S., 70% of marriages are divorced by women. The women are wanting to separate and divorce their husband in the U.S. Keep going.
In the U.K., ONS statistics showed women petitioned for 62% of divorces in England and Wales in 2019. Now in some Western countries, divorces become easier. The UK, for instance, recently legalized no-fault divorces, which means couples now have a quicker and more straightforward route to breakup. This change in rules could open the door for even more women who might have been hesitant before to file for divorce. Why, though? Are women disproportionately choosing to divorce in the first place? For some, the answer lies in how partners do or don't meet their emotional needs in marriage. Yet for others, things are more complicated, and there may be more nuance to these statistics than it seems.
So pretty much, man, you think about it, man. A lot of times, husbands, we don't ask for much. We're not difficult. We're not complex. What we want and what we need in the household is always the woman, right?
The three S's.
Right.
Yep.
What is it again?
Sex, silence.
Sex, silence, and a
sandwich. Right? Sex, silence, and
sandwiches.
Yeah. So think about it, man. Now feminism is coming in, and guess what the woman wants?
Equal rights.
Equal rights. What she wants. She don't want to cook or any clean up the house, right? She wants the man to do wash the dishes, take care of the house, take care of the kids, right?
Right.
While she go out, be independent, do what she needs to do, right? That's taking effect and destroying the household and marriages, right?
And it's nonsense. When the burglar comes in, that's what Kevin Samuels brought up too.
Mm-hmm.
Who she expect to go handle that?
Right. Keep going.
And we're at, can you give me the arrow where we're at, Soldier? The importance of independence. In most societies, divorce has been a relatively recent phenomenon. In the UK, divorce was extremely uncommon before 1914.
Hey, go down. Because economic independence.
Because economic independence is an imperative before a woman can attempt to leave a marriage, either alone or with children to support, it's extremely difficult for women to leave a marriage unless they have some way to make money in their own.
So that's where that independent, them having that independent spirit come in, right? They feel like they don't need the husband anymore, right? Because back then, you know, the woman stayed at home, right? That didn't work. They took
homemakers,
care of the house, right?
Yeah.
So they knew that they didn't have anywhere to go if they divorced their husband, right? They knew that they didn't have anything, so they couldn't just easily divorce, right? And so, like, right now with feminism coming in, them being independent and making their own, getting a Birkin bag, just things like that, right? And money coming in is playing a part to where they don't need the household structure.
Section 8, WIC.
Right.
Yeah, the you understand that when we have that lifestyle of continuing to play our parts,
mm-hmm.
to say that. When you play your parts as individuals, it's in God's way, the way it's supposed to, because guess what? A lot of people say, guess what? It's 50-50 now.
Right.
Women, when you read the scriptures, women are designed to be housekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, it doesn't say nowhere not to, you can't have a job, but guess what? duty.
Keepers at home.
They're keepers at home, and their duties at home should be number one.
Right.
If you can't do that part, then guess what? You got to quit. Now, I understand we live in a society, too, where we can't, sometimes we need two incomes to come in the household, but there's things that need to be done in the household. You know what I mean? So, go ahead.
In other words, well, go ahead.
Also,
go ahead, she says.
She says, also because gender roles become more complicated as a woman starts to gain financial independence, more martial conflict naturally arises.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, women's entry into the workforce enabled them to leave unhappy marriages for the first time. They were no longer financially bound to remain in an abusive partnership or relationships where their needs were not being met.
So don't think that, you know, all these relationships are being abusive.
Right.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
all these
right.
relationships are not abusive, right? It's like the in the scriptures how we were divorcing wives.
For any cause.
Yeah, for any cause, right? It's the same thing. What's going on now? The women are wanting divorce just for any cause, right? Just because. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, social media nowadays has a big influence
right.
on that.
Right.
It's like Deacon was bringing out with the social construct
mm-hmm.
and how like these different outlets of social media and what our people are seeing, they're, you know, their covetous spirit is kicking in. They see
right.
other sisters with the Birkin bags, with the mansions,
the music,
without having
to
do nothing for it.
Right.
So it's having that big effect on these divorces and how, you know, the women are filing for divorce out of not getting what their quote-unquote needs are.
Right, right, right. Even in music, you know, that's playing a part, too, like with Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, all these different
Kim Kardashian.
Women. Glorilla, you know, I don't know if y'all heard of that one, though.
I've heard the name, I think.
That one different. That one different right there.
We don't be watching what you watching, bro.
No, I think that came out on one of the classes.
Yeah, recently. Yeah. It came out. That's a different one right there. From Memphis.
Oh, really? Yeah, you already know she coming in the spirit of a whole man.
Right. Hey, her voice deep, too. Like, that's how she sound, for real.
Yes.
Go ahead, though.
Are you going to read the whole article on this?
No, I don't want this last.
Okay.
This next one. Go ahead.
Gotcha. And women thus began to initiate.
Across cultures.
Oh, gotcha. Across cultures and geographies. How do you pronounce that?
Geographies.
Geographies. Women who are economically able to take care of themselves are more likely to initiate divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi Carr.
Go ahead. What you going to have?
Oh, yeah. Now, I want to see. I want to kind of get the elephant in the world because some of these things you think, oh, yeah, well, some of your minds think, well, these are the women that are doing, they're doing right. They're trying to do good and they got a job. Not the typically are women. I heard the statement on the streets by some sisters. I think we had it on one show where she said she found out that she can use her private part. She didn't say private part. She used the word, her vagina. I'm going to say that. She said, I learned how to use my vagina as an ATM.
Yeah.
So that's why this is the problem that we're having on the, put that video up that we had that I had the video of the thing. This is kind of like
that's learned behavior.
Yeah. So go ahead and put that video the second one that I sent about the women.
The whole systematic thing of putting the women over us.
Let me get the disclaimer.
Yeah, this right here kind of it's showing you the relationships that women set themselves up to be in. I put it that way. That they're not going through the biblical and how to know how to be a woman and prepare themselves to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be a side chick. They're okay for being a side chick. They're okay. But the thing with women, they get emotionally attached to men. They might start as a side piece or a one-night stand, but they say, well, I kind of like this one. And they try, but the man is like, you one and done. I'm, you know, I smashed and dashed. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, she keep on calling me. She keep on texting me, but she know I'm married. Or she know, you know, it was just in the moment. We were both lit. You know what I mean? But this is what, go ahead and put that.
Hey,
Because she said something. She said, why can't I be your girlfriend? See, that's the mindset of our people. They want to be girlfriends and boyfriends.
They don't want nothing better.
But the thing is, Scripture does not say nothing about girlfriend and boyfriends. Give me Hebrews 13, so we understand that. Because there's going to be a judgment for the things, the lifestyle that you live as a boyfriend or girlfriend. Because guess what? The difference between a friend relationship where you're trying to know somebody, the difference between that and a girlfriend and a boyfriend is physical touch, meaning, guess what, sexual intercourse. That's the only benefits that you have, you know what I mean, in a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know what I mean? Other than that, guess what, you two people talking and getting to know each other for marriage. You understand that? But once you already, what the men always say, if you get in the milk for free, why are you going to buy the cow? Having sex and you don't have to get into marriage, why are you going to get marriage? That's why that's the whole thing back in the day, why you had to wait till marriage, right? Go ahead.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 4. Bring it out! Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
You're going to be judged if you live in the whoremonger's lifestyle, if you in and outside of sexual relationships without being married. You're going to be judged. There's going to be a judgment for you. You understand that? And that's death. But go ahead and go back to the video. Let's see a little more, because it's kind of deep, because people are thinking, well, wow, I'm in a relationship. Yes, people will say, or they have even on Facebook, how's your relationship? It's complicated. Like, he's still calling for booty calls,
right?
But we ain't married, but we still together, but he don't know we still together.
Come on, man.
You know, stuff like that. You know, because you ask a woman, like, oh, are you with somebody? Yeah, I got a boyfriend. And you ask him, nah, I'm good, man. I ain't seen nobody. Mm-hmm. Or her? Oh, no, we had things back in the day, but we ain't doing nothing now. That's how the mindset of our men and women are now. Go ahead.
Hey, notice real quick how, like, he got it set up in the back like this is actual insurance.
Yeah.
Y'all see that behind him?
Yeah. Yo, hey, this is, you notice what she said, because this is what it is. I'm going to bring it out again. Women know what they sign up for. They understand, and guess what? When you say, hey, I'm trying to Netflix and chill, they know what they signing up for. If they agree, guess what? It's on. If they say, guess what? If you start texting and stuff, because you can stop it right there. When somebody texts you, first of all, how'd they get your number? Or if you see your face, you DMing, all of a sudden, hey, yo, I don't do this. I don't talk in private with people. Like, if you ain't my brother or my father, we shouldn't be going back and forth.
And if the woman don't know what's going on, they stupid.
You know what I mean?
Because they ain't reading the signs of how you talking.
And you know what it is. Right. And like, you get messages sometimes about certain things or whatever text, if it's information or whatever. Like, cool. You leave it at that. You need to draw the line. But when it goes farther than that, you got to understand what the man ain't going to waste his time texting with you. I'm telling you. And they ain't trying to get in the under the dress or
I
in
want
the pants. You know what I mean?
I need you.
So you know what I mean? I'm not going to spend all this time and effort on that. I got things to do. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Hell no.
Hey, the mind. See, we have not only men have to build their minds up, but the women have to build their minds up to what is required,
right,
to be a wife, what's required to be a mother, what's required to these things. There's steps in that, because when you start doing relationships out of order, outside of God's will, then guess what? You're going to get stuff like this. You're going to get stuff where you think that there's something between you and another man. And men are typically to be the ones to say, like, oh yeah, we're a thing. Mm-hmm. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. Women are the ones that were like, so what are we?
Right.
Right. They said, you know, when you start in the world, when you started dating and you started being with somebody, so what are you?
They say the woman control the box and the man control the relationships.
Yeah, we've been dating for a couple of months, or we've been doing like that. So what are we? Are we boyfriend? Are we go doing this thing, or we just gonna do that? And the man's probably just having fun. They're like, well, we going out, we're just chilling, watching, you know, doing these things. You know what I mean? And the woman wants to get serious and stuff. But you got to understand how to do it God's way. Once you've already crossed a certain line, guess what? You already, once you give up the box, once you give up the box, that man ain't going to be looking for marriage.
Right.
He already got what he needs. You know what I mean? And I'm even talking about people that move into each other, that they've been with years and stuff. They'd be like, because they'll say that. I know Hispanics are real big on that. Yeah, that's my hubby. That's my husband. And I always ask, y'all married? Y'all legally married? Oh, we're not legally married, but yeah, he ain't your husband. He ain't your husband. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, men, guess what? I've asked men, I said, well, why don't you get married? Why aren't you got papers on her? I don't know, bro. I just, you know what I mean? Because I see it when I work with people, whatever, and so woman comes up, her brother's all up on her. Hey, what's up? What's your name? What you doing? What you doing tonight? What later on?
He has no commitment.
Yo, and then guess what? I gotta be as soon as I gotta be the what did they say, cock blocker. I was like, I'm just in the stupid like, hey, yo, your wife's on the phone. Say, yo, why you do that for, bro? I think you're talking to somebody, but why you? Like, you got three kids. You know what I mean? You trying to, bro? You trying to go forward with marriage and stuff? You over here trying to, bro? You just
giving that little subtle correction.
I know. Come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? I done that before, like, bro, your girlfriend's on the phone right now. Bro, they be mad as hell, bro.
Oh, man.
But we got to understand those things. Our hour's coming to the end, but you bought 1 Kings 2:12.
2:2.
2:2. So give me Ecclesiastes 12, because we got to understand that It took us. I mean, I know it took me for a minute to when I was searching. But the Most High has designed for me to keep the commandments and teach my family, and more importantly, the nation, the commandments. And I'm not talking because you ask any Christian right now, you keep the commandments? Yes, I do. Then you start reading the commandments that they're not keeping. Then they get like, well, those are you interpreted them wrong, or oh, that's Old Testament. Come on. So Ecclesiastes
12 and 13.
Yeah, 12 and 13.
That's the book of Ecclesiasties, chapter 12, verse 13. Bring it out! Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
This is the whole duty, that our own purpose of man and woman to keep his commandments. Every class that we bring out, every subject that we bring out, at the end of the day, our conclusion of it is to keep the commandments.
That's
keep
right.
The scriptures, keep the order. And that's why, guess what, we pinpoint things that are psychological, have destroyed us and spiritually separated us from the Most High. But guess what? This is all going to erase our damage and our history that we've done this with repentance of of the lifestyle that we lived. So we got to understand that and see that, you know what I mean? But our hour's coming to the end. That was our power hour. Please like and subscribe us. Phoenix, Arizona. We also have a lot of YouTube pages. We're on Twitter. We got, what else we got?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, we just recently got to TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
The TikTok.
Facebook.
Facebook, of course. All the social medias. We're all everywhere. So share. Apply. We got a lot of videos online too.
Spotify, SoundCloud.
Also, we got a booster club too. We guess what? This ain't everything that we do. These mics, the lights, the schools that we have. We would pay for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
We all have jobs. So guess what? We donate ourselves to. Don't think we just do same things. Just ask for money and stuff. All these things are being done so we can push the knowledge of the Most High. We got people going around the world to Africa,
right.
Down South Central America,
Ecuador.
We're going to Mexico. We go everywhere around the world, spreading the understanding and who we are, the biblical Israelites, and what we're, our purpose here is. For the longest time, guess what? We have been, like I said earlier, we've been the walking dead, not having the knowledge and the commandments in us. And then guess what? We're waking up to those things to supply them. My name is Officer Issachar, and with me was
Officer Zariah.
Officer Isaac.
And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom. Looks like we went out. Looks like we went out at the end.
Oh, we did? Did it see? Did it see?
This was the Southern Kingdom. Kwam Ya Sharala. Hey, one nation, one nation. This was the Northern Kingdom. Viva La Raza. This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Ya Sharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we Mexican. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, hey, hey. And we been king since birth, hey, hey. We put the kingdom first, hey, hey. And they gon' get this work, hey, hey. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth. We ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing.
You okay? You got overheated or